We are continuing Surah Maida. The verse I recited is verse number 82. Certainly you will find the most hostile of people to those who believe are the Jews and pagans. And you will certainly find the nearest to them in affection to those who believe are those who say we are Christians. That is because there are among them priests and monks, and because they do not behave proudly. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you will find the strongest enemy to you among the people is Jews and the pagans. And the one who will be closest to the affection and love to you would be who say themselves being they are Christians, because among them are priests and monks, and because they are not proud people. When we see history of Islam, Jews always give hard time to Prophet to the maximum. When Prophet took any kind of pact with them, they broke the pact. They were always fighting with Prophet, and they did not want to accept Islam because of their arrogance. Same with pagans. Pagans accepted Islam in the last when Makkah was conquered just to save their lives. They did not accept Islam very happily because they wanted to save their necks. And that's why we had so many hypocrites after Prophet left in Islam, because they accepted Islam just for the sake of some worldly benefits, no faith, and most of them were pagans. But there were Christians who were Christians who really had some sincere priests and monks, and they really learned. They knew about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming, and when they read Quran, they pondered Quran, and the followers of these monks were some humble people, and they accepted Islam. And when we see last century, the maximum people who enter into Islam is from Christianity. We don't see much people entering from Judaism to Islam. You don't see much pagans coming to Islam, but you still see Christians coming. And when the end time comes, when Jesus comes, we'll see most of the time Christians following it. So to build a community, we need two things. We need sincere priest and sincere ulama, and a sincere follower who are humble, not arrogant. Same thing we need in our Muslim community. We need sincere ulama who preach Islam the way it is through Quran and Hakim and Sunnah. And we need the followers who are humble followers. We see the problem nowadays. Quran is not being recited from the pulpit, and the people are not humble in Islam nowadays. People argue all the time about Sharia, that why Molana, why we have to do hijab, why this and why that and why this. Always arrogance, always rudeness. This is our problem in our community. We pray to Allah that we have sincere ulama in our community and humble followers. فَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى عَيُنِهِمْ تَفِيزُوا مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Now Allah is saying, and when they hear what has been sent down to the messenger, you see their eyes overflowing with the tears because of what they recognize of the truth. They say, our Lord, we believe, so write us down with the witness. Now let me give background, and then inshallah we'll go this verse further down. This verse is about the Ethiopian king Negus. What happened that when Prophet was in Makkah, there was a lot of hardship on the Prophet and his followers. So Prophet sent Jafar bin Tayyar and couple of companions to save their life and to preach to Ethiopia. So they went to Ethiopia. When they went to Ethiopia, Kuffar Quraysh, they chased them. Amr bin As followed them, and he went also to Ethiopia, and they both group met in front of the King Negus there, and King Negus was Christian. And then these guys were before Muslims, and they start backbiting about them, that there is a prophet, and he is a liar, and he's challenging Christianity, and they were trying to make Negus angry towards Muslims. So when then these polytheists and Muslims were in the court of Negus, these polytheists, they bow down like there was a custom, you know. And when Muslim came, they said Salamun Alaikum. So these polytheists said, see how arrogant they are not bowing down in front of him. So Negus asked them, why did not you bow down, and why you saying Salamun Alaikum? He said the Salaamu Alaikum is the kind of salutation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the people when they go to paradise. Angels will say Salaamu Alaikum, there's peace be on you. So we adopted the what Allah will be doing to the believers in paradise. So he was very impressed. Then Negus asked Muslims that how do you see Jesus Christ and how do you see his mother? So they said that we see Jesus Christ as the word of Allah and the spirit of Allah, and we see his mother as virgin. So then Negus turned around towards Polythus and he picked up a small wood. He said, for you guys, Jesus is not even that much. So he really challenged them. Then Negus asked Jafar bin Tayyar and Muslim, can you recite the Quran? So they started reciting Surah Maryam. And when they started reciting Surah Maryam, Negus started crying and those priests and monks started crying when hearing Quran, because it was haq. So the Quran says, and when they hear what has been sent down to messenger, you see their eyes overflowing with tears because they recognize of the truth. They say, our Lord, we believe, so write us down with the witness. And they say, further down, وَمَا لَنَا لَا أُمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَتَمَعُوا أَن يُدْخِلَنَا رَبُّنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الصَّالِحِينَ. And what reason we have that we should not believe in Allah and in the truth that has come to us, while we long for our Lord should cause us to enter the heaven with the righteous one. Then it's further down. Then why should not we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then when the truth has come to us, and we hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He'll enter us into paradise with righteous ones. So it is said that when Jafar came back, then there was a group of Christians, like 40 to 70, some say 40 came, some say 70 came back to Prophet. And then when they came to Prophet recited Surah Yasin in front of them. And when the Surah Yasin was recited to Christians, they started crying again. And Negus accepted Islam in his heart in Ethiopia. Since he was a king, he was afraid to expose his religion. So he left Ethiopia and he wanted to come to see Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in the way, when he was coming to Prophet, he died. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَصَابُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِمَا قَالُوا جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Therefore Allah has rewarded them for what they said, gardens beneath which rivers flow, wherein shall they abide forever, and that is the reward of the doers of good. See, what kind of beautiful verses they are. On one hand, believers are listening to Quran, getting faith, crying, and praying for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that write down among the witness one, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we hope that you enter the paradise. And then Allah said that, فَأَصَابُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِقَالُوا جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. So Allah gave them, rewarded them the gardens beneath which river flow, and they will abide there forever. ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. This is the reward of the good ones, the righteous ones. See, what kind of Lord we got. We should think of our Lord that He sent such a beautiful Quran. And then He has given us du'as, and He taught us how to read from the Quran. We should read this du'a ourselves from the Quran. This du'a which they did, we should this du'a. Allah has mercy that He has given du'a. And after du'a, Allah says that I give for asahumullah me khalu jannatin tajri. We pray to Allah that when we do du'a from our heart, and we cry when we listen to Quran, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah give you Jannah Naeem, Jannatul Naeem. Our problem of the community is that, do we cry when we hear Quran? Do we really cry? Do we love Quran to this much that we cry when we hear Allah's word? If we cry and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that write us among the witness one and enter us in paradise with the righteous one, Allah will inshallah reward us for the Jannah. Allah has lot of treasures from him. And the reason Allah put this verse in the Quran, so that we read and we follow this path and we do the same what they did. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. وَالَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا كَدُّوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. And those who disbelieve and deny our signs, these are the inhabitants of hell. We are seek Allah's refuge in the month of Ramadan from the hell. We seek Allah's refuge not to have kufr and denying of the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Now that in the next verse, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحرموا طيبات ما أحل الله لكم ولا تعتدوا إن الله لا يحب المعتدين. Oh, you have faith, do not prohibit the good things that Allah has made lawful to you, and do not transgress. Verily, Allah does not like the transgressors. Allah is so kind. You know, Allah says in this verse, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحرموا طيبات ما أحل الله لكم. وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Oh, you have faith, do not prohibit the good things which Allah has made lawful to you. And do not transgress. Verily, Allah does not like the transgressors. Allah is so kind and loving. Allah says, whatever good I have given you, don't make it haram. But I have made halal for you. وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا, do not transgress. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. And Allah does not love the transgressors. Because what happened in the Prophet's time, there were some believers, companions. One of them was Uthman ibn Mazun. His wife came to Aisha, the Prophet's wife, and she looked very sad and she was not taking care of herself at all. She looked so down. So Aisha asked Uthman's wife, what happened to you? She said that my husband has stopped coming to me. And he has become aloof from me. And he doesn't want to deal with me. So Aisha got very worried and she went to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Prophet asked for the congregation prayer. And the congregation prayer happened and he went to pulpit and he said that in my religion, he said, what has happened to people that they have forbidden themselves good things? Well, surely I sleep at night and establish sexual relationship and eat during daytime. So whosoever dislike my sunnah, he is not from me. Prophet said that. Because people got carried away, companions got carried away with the fear of Allah, and some said that they will not eat all day, some said that they will not sleep on the bed, some said that they will not use perfume, some said we will not eat meat, some said that we will just ignore this world, we don't care about this world, we are afraid of judgment day. So this verse came then. And Allah warned them, oh, you have faith, do not prohibit the good things that Allah has made lawful to you. See, Allah is so kind. And do not transgress. Allah says, if you make my halal as haram, you are having war with me. This is mizan I'm talking about. That you are creating, declaring war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this ka ta'atadu, you have become transgressors. See, Allah wants his religion in an appropriate way. He doesn't want Christianity to be involved again, what Christians did. Leaving this world, and they could not fulfill what they did. That way you deviate from the path. Allah didn't want us to deviate from the path and enjoy the goodness of this world. وَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْمَ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبَةً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَنْتُمْ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ. And eat from the lawful and good things which Allah has provided for you, and be in fear of Allah whom you have faith in. Allah says kulu means eat in a symbolic way to Allah halal. Consume halal, whatever halal is there. Allah has put all halal, Allah says consume it. This is Allah's kindness. Because Allah's halal is naturally good for us. That's why Allah says, tayyibatin, this is real good for you. It's a good thing. Logically is right, spiritually is right, from Islamic laws it is right. Then eat it. And Allah says, wattaqullaha alladhi antum bihi mu'minun. And fear Allah if you believe Him. Allah question your faith in this situation. And fear Him, that you cannot avoid it. Kulu mimma razaqakumullah halalan. Now next verse is about oath. Oath. La yu'akhizukumullahu billaghwi fi aymanikum walakin yu'akhizukum bima aqqatumul ayman. Fa kaffaratuhu it'amu asharati masakin min awsati ma tutiqu مَا تُطْعِمُونَ أَهْلِكُمْ أَوْ كِسْوَتُهُمْ أَوْ تَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ ذَلِكَ كَفَّارَةُ أَيْمَانِكُمْ إِذَا حَلَفْتُمْ وَاحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ This is for the oaths. And before I read translations, so that because translation could be hard, I will explain it, then I will read translation. There are two kinds of oaths. One is the oath which you take without intention. And one oath is that which you take with intention. So the oath which you take without intention, Allah doesn't make account of it. But the oath which you take with intention, Allah will take account of it. Okay. And Allah wants you to hold your oaths. Now I'll read translation, then I'll explain inshallah. Now translation will be inshallah easy. Allah does not call you on account for your vain oaths, unintentional oath, no account. But He calls you to account for you have pledged solemnly, real sincere oath. So its atonement is feeding 10 paupers with the average of what you feed your own family. Are clothing them, are freeing a slave. But whosoever does not find means to do should fast for 3 days. That is the atonement of your oaths when you pledge. But guard your oaths, thus Allah makes His sign clear for you in order that you might be thankful. So if somebody takes oath intentionally and he breaks it, which you should not break it, then you have to either feed 10 paupers, the average food you eat your home, 10 of them, or clothe them, 10. Are you free one slave? If you don't have anything like that, you fast for 3 days, it is your kafara, atonement for your oath. Allah wants you to preserve your oath. And that's how Allah explains His verses clearly, so we become thankful. So the vain oaths are like people do with habit. Wallahu, wallahu, I'll do this. What is vain oath? Means without intention, out of habit people talk. Wallahi, wallahi. Like people do in all cultures. Which is not right. It's not allowed. But if you do this way, Allah will not punish you. If you break that oath. Because it was not intentionally you wanted to do. But intentional oath is that you say, I'm really going to do it. And you bring Allah's name on this. You start with Allah's name. Then that's intentional oath. And if you have to follow it. If you don't follow it, that is the kafara. This is the atonement. There's another catch in there, that any oath you take which is against Sharia is not serious oath anyway. So there's no kafara if you break it. Like if you say that I will not do this wajib or I will do this haram, both are not right. So that is, but this rule came not from Quran, this rule came from Sunnah. That's why Quran and Sunnah are both important for our fiqh. Please salam salwat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من العمل الشيطاني فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون. This is the verse for how to be pious. Now translation goes like this. Oh, you have faith, verily wine, gambling, idols and dividing by arrows are an admonition of Satan's work. So avoid it, that you may be prosperous. Allah says 4 things to avoid. Wine, gambling, idols and arrows for arrows. And Allah says this is a dirty work of shaitan, so stay away from that. So that you can be prosperous. As far as wine is concerned, Quran always describes wine as a sin. But this is the Quran describes wine as a sin in the Surah Baqarah, especially it came that it's a sin and there are some benefits, but there is more harm than benefit is in Baqarah, we know that. But after even the Baqarah came, the verse came and wine was described as sin, there were some companions of Prophet, they were still drinking. And the story goes like this, that Saad ibn Abi Waqqas, who was one of Prophet's companion, he had a good friendship with one helper, Ansar. And they were partying one day, and then they were eating and drinking wine. And after they got drunk, this helper hit Saad bin Abi Waqqas on his nose and he smashed it. So he got injured, so he came to Prophet. Prophet got very upset. When he got upset, the verse came. That this is the limit of it. This is the verse where Allah has described wine is the greatest, one of the devious sins. So you should not even touch it. Means it came to the extreme. Certainly, now the verse goes like that. O you have faith, verily wine, gambling, idols, and arrows are admonition of Satan's work. Allah says, Satan's work. To avoid it, that you may be لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلَحُونَ, so that you can be prosperous. إِنَّمَا خَمْرُ. خَمْر comes from covering, that it covers your wisdom. مَيْسَرُ comes from يُسْر, means easy, easy money, comes gambling. Both are there. Because they have done a lot of research. If you see the research, you can go to any country. The biggest problem is wine and alcohol in every country. All the accidents, car accidents, murders, robberies, all kind of abuses comes when you are drunk. And same thing with gambling. When you win money, you become arrogant and you become extravagant. That's shaitan. And when you lose it, you become angry and hateful. So it's a work of Satan. And now, Ansabu wal Azlamu, what is Ansab and Azlam? Ansabu is the idols. Those were the idols where pagans used to sacrifice, like altars, you know, where they used to sacrifice animals. And Azlam are the arrows. What kind of arrows were these? Those were the arrows that, you know, in the Jahiliya time, they will get a big camel and they want to divide the meat. So what they'll say, they'll put 10 arrows in a bag. And on each arrow, it will be written one share, two share, or no share, okay? And everybody has to blindly pull one arrow out, and whatever they got in their destiny, that's how much they're going to get from the camel. That was a gambling. So Allah says, wine, gambling, idols, and arrows are the admonition work of Satan, so avoid it, that you may be prosperous. Now Allah explain more why. إِنَّمَا يُرِدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ يُقِيَ بَيْنَكُمْ عَدَاوَةَ بَغْدَىٰ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسَرِ وَيَسُدُّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Suddenly Satan desires to cast enmity and hatred among you by wine and gambling and to hinder you from the remembrance of Allah and from prayer. So will you stop? Allah explained more that how it does. Allah says this wine, here Allah says about two things, wine and gambling, it creates adawata baghda. Adawat means enmity and baghda means hatred among each other. When you are doing that, when you are fighting it, each other, what will happen? It will stop you from remembering Allah and doing salat. فَالْحَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Then will you stop then? Allah says. How much Allah has given emphasis in two verses, one after another, about how he explained how it is so bad for you. Wine and gambling. Then Allah warns again. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَاحْذَرُوا فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَعَلَمُوا أَنَّمَا عَلَىٰ رَسُولِنَا Balagul Mubin. And obey Allah and obey the Messenger and be aware. But if you turn away, then know that our messenger duty is only convenience manifest. Only convenience of message manifest. Allah says again, obey Allah, obey Prophet, and if you turn around and fear Allah, if you turn around, remember that my Prophet's job is to only give you manifest message. Allah warned again that if you don't hear my warnings, my decrees, if you don't stay away from that, فَعَلَمُوا أَنَّمَا عَلَىٰ رُسُلِنَا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. His job is to give manifest message. Allah kept insisting to away from these satanic works of wine and gambling. Now, it's the end of the discussion today, but But in the end, we will remember how Allah talked about Christians having soft corner and humbleness towards Islam. These are the same Christians. We live in Islamophobia world. Our job is to be kind to Christians. Our job is to recite Quran with them. And you will find that Christians are most humble in this. They'll read Quran with us. And we invite them to our dawah. When Jesus comes, inshallah, these Christians will become our true brothers, inshallah. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the end, we remember our Christian who stood for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Who was this Christian? When the Muslims left Imam Hussein alayhi salam for their only worldly gaze, we see one Christian. He was Wahhabi Kalbi, who was newly married and he was with his old mother. When he saw Imam Hussein, he saw his noor on his face. He remembered Jesus Christ, and he followed Imam Hussein to the maximum, not only him but his wife and his mother and the battlefield. He gave his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in love of Imam Hussein, not only him but his newlywed wife.